Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
If you've been thinking about getting serious with your money, like actually serious, now's the time. The Motley Fool is offering new members 50% off their iconic stock recommendation service, Stock Advisor. This is the same service that's crushed the market with recommendations that have returned 1,057% since inception, compared to the S&P 500's 180% over that same period. This isn't guesswork. The Motley Fool has a track record of finding companies before they become household names. So if you want to invest smarter and you like saving money while doing it, go to fool.com/listen to claim your 50% off discount off a one-year term of Stock Advisor. Again, that's fool.com/listen. Returns of 1,057% are from the Motley Fool's product Stock Advisor and measured against S&P 500 returns of 180% as of July 10th, 2025. Past performance is not an indicator of future results. All investing involves a risk of loss. Individual investment results may vary.
The Demon Sea.
You must be mistaken.
It's now, it's here.
Come on down here and help with it.
Demon Sea.
Paranormal existence.
You mean to say you came here purposely?
The first move in the great conspiracy had been made.
We're doing it.
Let the games begin, my children. Bring the boys, light the fire, put the clothes on. It's time. My boys, my wonderful boys, I bring you gifts. You've been so very, very well behaved. Each one of you deserves a prize. Ian, for you, this bag of Aunt Bessie's frozen spotted dick with a tin of custard. Richard, for you, this bag of Aunt Bessie's frozen Yorkshire puddings. And David, for you, the finest of all the boys, this tit belonging to Aunt Bessie herself. How are you, Reese? How's it going?
I'm good. We don't have Aunt Bessie's in Canada.
What have you got as an alternative?
Well, my family bring Aunt Bessie's over with them when they come.
So. What, like a defrosted box of Aunt Bessie's with shit dripping out the sides?
Gravy, you know gravy granules?
Yeah.
They don't do them. We have to go to, like, there's an overpriced British shop that we have to go to for gravy granules.
So, like, in general then, if your Canadian's having some sort of hot dinner that involves a meat and a potato,
yeah.
Do they have, like, you know, Americans, what they call gravy is like sort of like pus in a cup.
It's pretty much the same thing. It's like the food is, there's a lot of, there's a heavy American influence.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they're massive into pus in America.
They do.
I mean, the amount of times I've been there and I've seen them eating pus.
They're just like soup, frozen, like a, as they call it, a popsicle.
Yeah.
Sometimes they snort it.
Yeah. Disgusting. You've been to New York, haven't you?
I have. Yeah.
I've been a couple of times, you know, and it's brilliant. But first time I went, this is a true story. And if I ever write a book, right, and it sort of chronicles what I call the rock and roll years when we were signed to the big record label. I think one of the most interesting...
The golden age.
The golden era, when it was really just nonstop craziness. By craziness, I mean just sort of doing what we do now, but with worse transportation. We were in America and we were staying near Central Park, and there was a story in the news, and I'd love to know what happened. Local newspaper, and I'm not joking, if you've got any way of accessing the internet and looking at the era we were there, there was a man in Central Park and he was putting his own seed in a water pistol and he was spraying on people. Have you ever thought of doing that if you go to a park?
Was it you?
It wasn't. I'll tell you what, you know, but it's, if you're looking for a bit of a laugh with your mates this summer, if you've got a soaker, you know, pop it on the end.
Yeah, what's the slang? What would the slang term be?
What, for a super soaker full of your own seed?
Yeah. Seed in.
Seed in. You know, it's just a new craze, isn't it? All the kids are up to it at the moment.
News at 10. A new craze is gripping Britain's streets. Seed in. We blame TikTok.
Go on, TikTok. Like
people running through shopping centres with their phones on TikTok, squirting old ladies in the face.
It's their own seed.
Hashtag got seeded.
So it's a TikTok dance, but it's someone with a bit of hosepipe over their head spinning a bit of hosepipe around, and it's all going along with them. Fucking hell, that's wrong, isn't it?
It is.
I mean, that's not a good start, is it? That's not a good start.
It's not a good start. I hope Mike guess you soon, because I've got some really good content I wanted to share.
Well, you know, I'm really excited about this, because, you know, those people that decide to pay for this, they see a video now. So they're really getting everything for this. So
it's a full premium. Shall I show you the first clip before he comes? Because I just can't wait.
I tell you what. Show me the first 3 seconds.
Okay. Hang on a second.
This will build up for the watchers and the listeners, you know, all that stuff. It'll really build up.
You'll love this. It's a TV show that is no longer made, that was on Saturday morning TV in America in 1977. Mm-hmm. And it's called Bigfoot and Wild Boy.
Oh, come on, straight off, I'm up for that.
Out of the great Northwest comes the legendary Bigfoot, who 8 years ago saved a young child lost in the vast wilderness and raised that child until he grew up to be Wild Boy.
Stop. Now, straight off there, right? What have we got? We've got young boys.
Young boy in the woods.
Oh, where's Mike? This is fantastic. Young boys up the woods. A Bigfoot who 8 years ago saved him from an accident. This is fantastic. This is great. This is really what I came here for. And I didn't know.
Incoming pain.
We tell them it's shit. They listen to it. Then they say that was shit. I said, yeah, I know. We just told you that.
Clap hands only.
This is heroin that's been sort of mixed up with shit and then dried up.
Incoming pain.
It is a lot of old clag, this, right? There's no point trying to address it. There's no point trying to fucking polish a turd, is there, right?
Put it behind a paywall.
Only the claghounds may enter the pain wall.
If we're going to do it every week, then these idiots need to be punished for it.
Beaten around the balls with a telephone book, that kind of thing.
Incoming pain. Twice the clag, twice the regret. All for £5. Become an official Claghound. Go to patreon.com/the demon seed.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.